This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Hello, and thank you for checking out the program.
Good morning.
I had a terrible night.
Yeah, you did.
So I think there was a car accident that caused a power outage in my neighborhood, which is okay. You know, hour and a half, no power on, deal. Then my furnace wouldn't start. So I tried to light a fire to keep the house warm because my plumber, Whiskey Todd's, going to come over and fix things up today. And then I think my flue is frozen shut on my fire in my chimney, so the house filled with smoke.
Black smoke.
I couldn't open the doors because we can't let the heat out. It's too cold. So now the house smells like I had a campfire inside of it.
And it's freezing.
And it's freezing, like 10 degrees.
I was like, can we please bring your dog to work? That's who I'm worried about.
Listen, he's wearing a fur coat.
I know, and he's
built for this.
I put 16 blankets on top of him before I left for work this morning.
Yeah, if anything, suffocation is what we have to worry about with the dog.
Don't!
Well, anyway, hope everybody else had a better ending to their long weekend than I did.
Yeah.
If you could send me some positive vibes, just like maybe a cool story of something from your world, I'd really appreciate it. And Lisa, if you could stop yawning loudly into the microphone.
I'm so sorry. I was up all night shivering.
The Dixie Chicks have teased their first song. I guess they put this on the net, they posted it, and then it was removed. Then they posted it again.
They're teasing us like hard right now.
Here's a little bit of Gaslighter. Is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
Or? Yeah, super good.
First single in 14 years. I'm very excited. I follow every single Dixie Chick on social media. So I saw it on Natalie's page first. And they just said hashtag coming soon. So there's no exact date yet, but I'm pumped.
And finally, trending this hour, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, the world's wealthiest person, has announced a $10 billion fund to invest in projects that'll combat the escalation of climate change.
That's awesome.
Cue the person in your office when you talk about this today that goes, yeah, 10 bill, not that much for how much he's worth. It seems like anytime a celebrity donates money, people that don't donate money at all like to chirp that they should have given more.
Like when Kylie Jenner donated $1 million to Australia bushfires. And everyone's come on.
She makes that in one day.
Well, it is true.
I know, but it's also Australia. It's not even her home country. Like, it's a very nice donation and it goes a long way.
Should have been more, though.
You're the person in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Last donation you made?
A couple days ago, actually, to a kid at Strathcona High School that was riding a bike for cancer. So, there. Suck it.
Thank you for checking out the show. All right, you have been signed up for a Blank of the Month Club, which is a great gift. I've been signed up for a few of these over the years, and I've always appreciated it. I got a Sock of the Month Club once. I got signed up for like a carnivore one where they delivered like jerky and pepperoni and stuff like that to the house. Always appreciated that. This one, more of a gag gift that you got signed up for.
Yeah, my girlfriend Nancy sent me a gift from Medicine Hat where she lives now. And she printed it out herself. Like, I know it's not an actual form. And it's a certificate that she wrote saying, congratulations, Lisa Evans. You are now a member of the Mustard of the Month Club. Here's your first mustard and enjoy a new one for the next 12 months.
Okay, so she actually did sign you up, or are you thinking that she's just going and buying a different mustard and mailing it to you?
I have no idea.
I feel there's a Mustard of the Month Club.
Are you sure? Because it also came with those French's dried up jalapenos that you put on a hot dog.
Well, yeah, because it comes with a mustard and then a different topping as well.
How do you know this? Were you part of this?
No, I just saw I read the whole sheet that she had given you about like...
There were like
Enjoy your stirred and an additional topping.
Photoshop pictures of like a dancing hot dog with mustard on it.
Honestfoods.com, Mustard of the Month Club. National Mustard Museum has a Mustard of the Month Club. There's lots of options. Hello Subscription has one. Are you a huge fan of mustard?
Okay. I don't care about mustard, but some of my other girlfriends are saying, like, no, this is a great gift because you can use mustard in everyday cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't have to just be on a hot dog or a hamburger. It's good in sauces.
The first one was like some kind of beer-inspired mustard, and I ate a bunch of it on ham this weekend, and it was so good.
This is really just a gift for Ryder at the end of the day.
I'm pretty excited. I'm a stirred freak.
If anybody wants a stirred, hit me up. I'll have tons. So
actually, that was my nickname in high school.
Stirred.
Sergeant Stirred. It's Play 107 with Ryder and Lisa.
Don't act like you weren't doing that too.
6 million couples engaged over the Valentine's Day weekend. We're going to talk about wedding trends that we dislike.
I actually have the top trends for 2020. If you are engaged now, congratulations. Right. I'm going to tell you what's cool.
A lot of people starting to plan things, so let's brainstorm what they should do, maybe for their wedding, but more importantly, what they shouldn't do. So we're talking trends for weddings, things to watch out for, exciting things in 2020 if you're getting married.
I mean, last year it was the donut wall.
Right, which you're not a huge fan of.
Well, I mean, people judge you when you take one off the wall because it's decor. Like, right. I'm sorry that I wanted a vanilla dip. So, it's staring at me.
Edible decor, not a thing that you like because you want to eat it.
People are judgy and they're like, that's supposed to be the background of our Instagram stories.
See, the thing that I've noticed that's a big trend is mason jars over the last few years.
I love mason jars.
Yeah, so do I, for pickling.
No, see, here's the thing about mason jars. It's a great thing to purchase if you're trying to save money because you can get them at the dollar store.
Right.
And then that's, you could use that for your centerpiece. You put little lights in them.
And do you pickle the lights?
No, Ryder. So that's, you don't what pickle
mason
the lights.
That's what mason jars are for. Every time I see one, I'm like, I could go for a pickle right now.
Maybe a little jam.
Never any pickles.
Little raspberry jam.
Sure. I'd love some jam.
So let us know what it is about weddings that you aren't a fan of, because maybe there are some newly engaged people listening right now and they want to know these things. Alex wrote in saying, I don't like favors. I don't want a beer koozie with your name and wedding date on it. Save your money. Use it to donate to a charity in honor of us guests.
You know what, though? I was at a wedding once, and the girl broke her heel on the dance floor and just put on two beer koozies as shoes so she didn't cut up the bottom of her feet.
That is such a Saskatchewan story.
Super useful.
All right. Over 6 million people got engaged on Valentine's Day.
What are some of the big trends in 2020 for weddings?
This is all coming from one individual event planner named Rebecca Wise, who I've never heard of.
Nah, but she sounds wise.
Still, you're funny. So the food, you know, have you seen those trends where they put the paper sheet down and they just cover the entire table with food? They're not plated.
Yeah. It's,
and they make it like a beautiful, like a charcuterie, but it's the entire
table. It's kind of the New Orleans style, but usually they just dump buckets of food on, so it's not that.
It's more organized than that. Which are, it's a new trend, and there's actually some catering companies that you can hire to do it for you to make it look extravagant.
Wow.
The thing about that is kids.
Oh,
you can't be inviting kids to weddings like that because they're going to touch everything, you know, like mess up the decor.
Have a bite of the sausage and then put it back.
Fake flowers are going to be in, and a lot of classic blue colors. It's like the color of the year.
All right.
So they don't want you using too much blue. They just want you using accents of a classic blue color. I like the idea of like silk plants and stuff because you can reuse them. The whole fresh flower thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They're nice.
I get it for like the bouquet for the bride to be holding and the bridesmaids, but for the actual tables and stuff, fake is the way to go, apparently.
780-784-7107. What wedding trends do you really like or dislike? Yeah, one of your friends on the phone. What do you dislike?
A wedding dress that's a tube top. Enough already.
Even if it's like a hot wedding, if you're somewhere warm?
Yeah, it's just a bad look.
So just the tube top, even if it's connected to the skirt, you're just sick of the shoulders being out.
Mm-hmm.
You like lace?
No.
What do you like?
don't like weddings right now.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
All right.
Keep this anonymous.
All right.
Change my voice.
Okay.
Change my voice.
Change my voice.
Is that what she meant?
I don't know.
Well, we changed her voice.
There you go.
Things that make you feel old.
Things that make you feel old. So I had to change the font on my work computer to 125% this morning because I forgot my glasses at home. So that was a moment for me.
Wasn't your mom saying something about reading
Kate,
that you laughed at really hard the other day?
My mom is so funny and she doesn't even try. The other day she's saying, because I have a niece and a nephew, her grandkids. She says when she reads them a bedtime story, she just makes the story up. Because she can't read the font in the books. So she'll just be like, once upon a time, there was. And she'll look around the room and just make up a storyline. I love her so much. Let us know what's making you feel old lately. Robin wrote in saying the Oil Kings game yesterday played Twisted Sister.
All right.
I told my daughter and her friends that I had that tape when I was six. My 14-year-old asks me what a tape was.
Right.
I looked at her and I told her to be quiet. And then she looked back at me laughing and said, what do you mean a cassette? Like, actually, what's a tape? What's a cassette? Is that the same thing?
Wow.
Like, Robin, that's a tough moment for us.
Mike hit us up and said that he was at a funeral this past weekend and he thought that the mother was way hotter than the like 22-year-old daughter who was in mourning. He's at that point. I don't understand why you're checking out chicks at a funeral,
though,
Mike.
I mean, there's some lulls in the lobby.
And morning, people like hugs.
Getting my blood pressure medication.
How old are you?
And I was at the hospital the other day for it.
Ugh, Lana.
It was like 183 over 118.
Girl.
Yeah, it was really bad.
That's awful.
She just texted in saying, oops, I didn't answer your question. I'm 28.
Okay.
28, blood pressure. Okay, definitely putting that on the list. Christian wrote in saying, my 13-year-old is studying for his learners. I'm not ready for him to drive. It's making me feel old. Yeah, when your kids are starting to drive you around.
When did we start teaching kids how to drive at 13?
He turns 14 in July. Okay. So he's studying for his learners.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
14 still. I thought it was 15.
No, it's 14.
There's been a recall on something most of us have in our homes, a ceiling fan. Harbor Breeze Santa Ana ceiling fan, to be specific.
What's happening? How do we know?
Commonly sold at Lowe's. I was laughing about it a few minutes ago is because the fans have been falling off and like spinning towards people and towards walls. And just the visual of a ceiling fan coming off and flying through your room for some reason made me chuckle.
This just makes me think of that scene from Raiders of the Lost Ark when he's fighting that big dude and he walks backwards into the propeller.
Okay.
The propeller cuts him up and that's how he dies.
All right.
So yeah.
Good memory.
Quite a recall.
No kidding. And even parts of the ceiling fan are breaking off and flying at people. And like people are coming home and they're sticking in the walls. Chunks of ceiling fan.
Yikes.
So dangerous.
Who's using their fan, though, in this weather?
You know what? We're probably pretty safe here in Edmonton.
Ryder and Lisa.
Ew. A recent study discovered that apparently one in every 30 people you meet has gone number two in the shower. Like, you hear about people that they go in, they do their business, and they shower, and they shave. They do it all. But killing two birds with one stone?
I've always been a little confused about what order to do it in. I've never thought to combine them.
Right.
You know?
One in 30 people that you have met.
I know 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who is it?
I'm going to start asking people.
You're not allowed to spend the night if you... Anyway, I wanted to find out if, like, people that sell showers and tubs deal with this.
Good morning, Home Building Center.
Oh, pretty good. Thanks, you?
Hi.
Good. I'm just wondering if I can return an item.
What's the item?
It's a bathtub.
Okay.
But my friend, Lisa, made a number two in it.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering if you'd still accept it back. I think she, like, stomped it down, but...
It actually wasn't me that pooped in it. It was him. That he's just embarrassed.
Okay.
Yeah, it was me. I pooped in the tub.
Okay. Well, no, we probably wouldn't take it back.
That's
okay.
Fair. We're actually radio hosts, and we just read a study that 1 in 30 people poo in the shower. And, like, do you ever get people that call in with this as a...
No, this is definitely a first, right? Oh.
It is.
Okay.
Okay. All right, you guys have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
It's just gotten too far. I can't do 2020 anymore.
I can. I love it.
Ronica, who lives in Michigan, has trained her mini horse, Fred.
Oh, of course her name's Ronica. She would be a horse lover. It just makes sense.
It just seems like a horse-loving name?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, she trained Fred to be a therapy and service horse. She recently jumped on a flight and brought Fred with her because he is... a service and therapy animal. A horse on a plane.
It's basically a dog, though, if it's miniature.
Here's her talking about... That's a big dog. Here's her talking about it.
I purchased 2 first-class seats and bulkhead seating. I paid an arm and a leg for our tickets. But I did that so it was Fred's first time. I wanted him to be comfortable. I wanted him the most room. The experience was way better than I actually had anticipated.
And worse for everyone else.
I love horses. Has anyone watched Horse Girl on Netflix yet? Let me know if you like it because I might start it.
Yeah, I like horses too in a field. On a plane. I don't care if it's a miniature horse or not. The flatulence,
okay,
the
but
horse
Ryder-
dumps... You're a first class. You paid extra money to be first class. You end up beside a horse.
Okay, but think of the smiles. Like, you're not expecting it. It's like when you're driving down the road and you hit a red light and you look over and there's a dog in the car beside you.
No, this
you're
is a horse
so happy.
On a plane.
So happy to see it.
Listen, both my brother and my dad grew up with extreme allergies too. If they were on a plane... Like, they would be very hoarse afterwards.
Your brother and dad would be like, it'd be all like, I'm sick and tired of these mother horses on this mother plane. That's a quote from a movie.
Yeah, we got it.
Ryder and Lisa, play 107. W.